Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We don't sit at instruments, we're not brilliant. We've got these great guys working with us for years, and it means that we have the ability to change and transform and bring other things in.
We're not sort of archetypal musicians as such, so everything's kind of an experiment.
And it means that we're always looking for something new. When we did the first record, we were like, well, we seem to have, you know, encapsulated our personalities somehow in this record. Everything's kind of represented in a way, but there's still more to do. And the next record was, okay, how do we take it somewhere else? Because we don't want to do it again. And we did that with Protection and got more new wavy on Mezzanine, obviously. And on the last record, just became a bit more experimental again, moving away from samples and breaks and things because everyone else was doing that. And we piss as many people off with each record as we gain friends, because people like a certain thing you do and they want more of it, you know. And I understand that, you know, we do because we're music lovers as well, you know. But I think a lot of the bands we really enjoyed, I mean, me particularly, was like Pill and The Clash, when they kept moving and changing. And initially, the shock of, or slight disappointment that you weren't hearing the power chords suddenly became, you know, that went when you started to get into the songs and the movement and the way it was going. And we've kind of kept that sort of ideology as well. And, you know, we're prepared to sort of lose a few friends on the way and take some serious criticism and some ribbing. we come from a generation of reasonably lucky sort of like teenagers, you know, Middle East crisis, the Balkans crisis, wars in Africa, wars in the Falklands, the sort of the troubles in Ireland, but none of us really were affected by it in our communities. It was just something in the distance on the news. Unfortunately, it takes terrible things to wake people up, and I hope it's not going to be as terrible as the bombings in London, which a few soothsayers foresaw when we invaded Iraq, etc., said something terrible is going to come of this, you know, and it's not going to bring us greater security, but far less. But the build-up to the invasion of Iraq, it was quite disconcerting to see how many people weren't willing to support the idea of trying to raise awareness. But a lot of bands weren't interested, because I think war is political and politics is political, and it's great having a pet cause, and I certainly think great the fair trade cause, the environmental causes, all the sort of like social injustice causes are all real and have to be addressed. But I think you've got to look at war as being the catalyst for a lot of these things and central to a lot of these things, and you can't just ignore it and say it's too political because it doesn't make sense. So it was a shame that a lot of people didn't really get involved in that, and afterwards said, oh God, isn't it terrible that Blair lied to us, when it was a lot of, you know, most people must have known that it was a lot of it was a crock, you know.
your soul is coming round to years of waste back on to ground.
This is where we recorded the strings for Unfinished Sympathy. So that's going back, no, I don't want to say 15 years, something ridiculous. And recently we recorded the strings for Live With Me here as well. So there's a bit of symmetry there, and it's a studio everyone that has, you know, I mean, God almighty, it's my favourite album, do you know what I mean, by the Beatles. You know, it's the album that my mum used to dance me around the front room to, and the album I grew up with, and it stayed with me and still has the same mysteries inside it and the same arrangements I don't get, and how the hell they got there, I don't know, even today, into this day, you know. And this place has got that sort of, you know, lurking under the surface. I love it.
Love you, love you, love you, love you.